Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Yes, sir, boys and girls, just keep smiling every day and you'll be happy as a lark, just as happy as Happy Hank. You know, somebody once said, smile and the world smiles with you, but if you frown, you frown alone. So you just smile all the time, every time when you wake up in the morning until it's time for you to go to bed at night. And you'll feel good all over when you smile and laugh. Hey, let's have a big laugh. What do you say? Come on now, everybody laugh together. One, two, three, laugh. You see there now, don't you feel better already? Well, I do. And I think we better have a song, and here's a dandy about the child and the star. Listen. Little star that shines so bright, come and peep at me tonight, for I often watch for you in the pretty sky so blue. Little star, oh, tell me, pray, where you hide yourself all day. Have you got a home like me and a father kind to see? Little child, at you I peep while you lie so fast asleep. But when morn begins to break, I my homeward journey take. For I've many friends on high living with me in the sky, and a loving father too, who commands what I'm to do. Yes, sirree, I think that's a mighty pretty song.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank.
Well, hello, Squeaky. How are you today?
Just super extra zippity hippity lollapalooza. I feel good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. You'd better say hello to the boys and girls.
Oh, sure, I almost forgot. Well, hello there, boys and girls.
Uh-oh, here comes Popcorn to say hello, too. Popcorn, you know, is our watchdog. He keeps time for us. Yes, sirree, Popcorn watches the clock, tells us the time when we have our races, and... What's that, Popcorn? Oh, Popcorn wants to know if we have a riddle for today.
Oh, sure, Happy Hank. Have you got a riddle? We want a riddle.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, I've got one all ready for you. Let's see. We had a song about the child and the star. Oh, now I remember. Boys and girls, be real quiet now and listen. I'll tell you our riddle for today, and you see if you can figure out the answer for it. Are you ready? Got your thinking caps on, huh? Well, all right, then. Here's the riddle. What kind of a star can talk? What kind of a star can talk?
Oh, I know, the man in the moon.
Oh, Squeaky, did you ever hear the man in the moon talk?
Well, no, but I think it's a pretty good answer.
Well, it's not the right answer, though. What'd you say, Popcorn? Oh, Popcorn says a dog star. Well, that was a pretty good try, Popcorn. That's not the right answer. And how about you, boys and girls? Did you figure out the answer yet? Well, you keep trying, thinking about it, and I'll give you the right answer at the end of our program. Well, now, since we're talking about stars, how about singing our song about Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Now, sure, we all know that song, and we can sing it together right now. Here we go. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, when the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light. Twinkle, twinkle, all the night. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Ah, that was fine. Hey, look, here comes Popcorn again. Well, what do you know about that? Popcorn says he has a riddle for us today. I mean, a poem for us today. I got a riddle on the brain. Is it a good one? All right, then. Now, since you boys and girls can't understand puppy dog talk, probably, maybe I'd better say the riddle, and Popcorn can say it after me, and then you'll understand it. All right, Popcorn, let's... Oh, here it is right here. It says... Little Jack Horner sat in a corner. Go ahead, Popcorn. Eating his Christmas pie. But he was so dumb, he poked in his thumb. And got squirted right in the eye. Well, Popcorn, it seems like your poems get crazier and crazier all the time. Popcorn, our canine poet. says, Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie, but he was so dumb he poked in his thumb and got squirted right in the eye. Well, thank you very much, Popcorn. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, and here's a song, a special song about Bingo. Listen. Johnny had a little dog, and Bingo was his name, sir. B-I-N-G-O, go, B-I-N-G-O, go, B-I-N-G-O, go, and Bingo was his name, sir. Squeaky had a little dog, and Popcorn was his name, sir. P-O-P-C-O-R-N, 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 and Popcorn was his name, sir. And now, boys and girls, say, what do you say we have our slogan song right now? How many of you know the words by now? Do you remember? Our slogan song says, be sure you're right before you go ahead. Now, let's try it. And if you don't know all the words, you can hum right along with me. Here we go. Be sure you're right, then go ahead. That's what Davy Crockett said. And Davy was a famous man, you know. You can be just like him, too, if you will remember to be sure you're right before you go ahead. And don't start out without a plan. Think of everything you can. Be sure you're right before you go ahead. Don't leave anything undone, and you'll never spoil your fun. Be sure you're right before you go ahead. Now, boys and girls who just start out, knowing not what it's about, are never sure just where their path has led. When you have a job to tend, plan it out from end to end. Be sure you're right before you go ahead. Now, that's our slogan, and it's a fine slogan, all right, and I want you to remember it, boys and girls. Now, I also want you to remember that it's time right now for another chapter in the Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. You know, they're trying to capture Black Tom the Outlaw in his new hideout in Ghost Town. Now, remember last time, the boys had given up trying to contact Rocket on the plane radio, so they decided to go down and see what they could find out about Ghost Town. But just as they started down the trail, they heard voices coming up. Well, they hid behind a huge boulder to see who it was. And it was Black Tom himself and one of his gang he called Snake Eye. Well, Black Tom found their plane and was surprised that it wasn't damaged. He and Snake Eye hurried back down the trail. And then Squeaky and Sputters realized that they had to contact Rocket and have him get word to the sheriff. As the scene opens today, that's what they're trying to do. Listen.
Well, we can't get in touch with the sheriff ourselves, but if we can contact Rocket, he can go to town on one of our ponies and tell the sheriff for us.
Yeah, but that Rocket is such a sleepyhead, though. I'll bet you he's gone to sleep right by the walkie-talkie.
Well, I don't know. All we can do is try, and here I go. Squeaky to Rocket. Squeaky to Rocket. Now, listen.
No, I don't hear a thing, but he's bound to be there. Hey, maybe he just didn't happen to be listening that time. Try him again.
I will. We've got to keep trying till we get him. That's our only chance. Squeaky to Rocket. Squeaky to Rocket. Come in, Rocket. Over.
Rocket to Squeaky. Boys, I'm glad to hear your voice. You tell me, Popcorn, what happened to you. Did that big bear get you? Over.
Squeaky to Rocket. Now listen, Rocket, we're all right. We want you to go into town and tell the sheriff that we have located Black Tom's hideout. Tell him to come where we are. He will find us at Big Bear Ridge up close to Ghost Town. Do you understand? Over.
Rocket to Squeaky. Yeah, I heard what you said. Saddle a pony and get the sheriff and tell him to meet you where that big bear is up close to Ghost Town. Is that right? Over.
Oh, me. Where the big bear is up close to Ghost Town.
Well, tell him again. He's got to understand it.
Well, I'll try again. Squeaky to Rocket. Now listen, Rocket. It's a ridge, like a hill. And the name of it is Big Bear. And that's where the sheriff can find me and Sputters. Now, did you get that? Over.
Rocket to Squeaky. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Tell the sheriff to come to Big Bear Ridge up close to Ghost Town. Okay, now I got that. Now, hey, Squeaky, did you and Sputter see any ghosts in Ghost Town? Over.
Squeaky to Rocket. We haven't seen any yet. Now you get going, Rocket. Over.
Rocket to Squeaky. Hey, Squeaky, there's something moving around outside the window here at the ranch house. It's a ghost and I just know it is. Come here, Popcorn, come here. Off.
Oh, that boy can certainly get scared easy. Hey, but hey, if he's afraid of something outside the window, will he go and get the sheriff? Or will he just stay locked up and be afraid to leave?
Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do, Sputters? Hey, what if the work Black Tom was talking about is to get axes and chop up our plane?
Well, now, that would be something. That would leave the boys with no way to get away from Black Tom. Say, you be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, boys and girls, have you figured out the answer for today's riddle? What kind of a star can talk? Now, you keep trying, and I'll give you the right answer at the end of our program today. All right, now, though, attention, all you Happy Hank Safety Club members. Are you careful crossing crossers? Well, now, you prove it by singing our Careful Crossing Crossers song. Here we go. Notice where you're walking. Don't forget when you are talking. Be a careful crossing crosser. Don't dash out into the street. Never try some car to beat, but be a careful crossing crosser. All right, and now, say, I guess we'd better turn on the magic eye and see about today's birthdays. Listen. Oh, me, well, I guess there aren't any birthdays today. I don't see any hands up. Oh, boy, that's better. Look at those hands shoot up. Now, let's see. Oh, that's wonderful. A lot of swell birthdays, so put your hands down. Now, make your wish when I make mine. Hurry up now. I wish that... Now, you got your wish? All right, good. Let's blow out all the candles on the birthday cake. Ready? One, two, three, blow. And good for you. All the candles are out, and that means you'll get your wishes. And now let's sing our special birthday song. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, what kind of a star can talk? Did you get it? Well, the answer is a movie star. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.